This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News Summary, I am Yede Allison. Two new Ebola cases have been confirmed in neighboring Guinea almost 3 months after it celebrated the end of the outbreak. Three other members of the family are suspected to have recently died from the virus. The cases were reported in the southern region of Nzerikori, where the outbreak began in December 2013. The Ebola outbreak killed more than 11,300 people, mostly in Guinea and its neighbors Sierra Leone and Liberia. The United Nations mission in Liberia, UNMIL, has reaffirmed that the government of Liberia, beginning June 30, 2016, will be responsible for all aspects of the country's security. Speaking to UNMIL Radio News, UNMIL spokesperson Russell Gigi said this is in spite of some residual tasks still being performed by UNMIL, such as security for VIPs, inspection and registration of government-owned weapons, maritime patrolling alongside explosive ordnance disposal with remarkable progress. He applauded Liberian security agencies such as the Liberia National Police and the Bureau of Immigration and Naturalization, among others, for being in the front line of security for several years, noting that among 10 residual tasks to be assumed by government, 6 have been handed over. Top United Nations officials are calling on leaders to attend the World Humanitarian Summit in May and make concrete commitments to enhance gender equality, as women and girls are central to humanitarian action. Stephen O'Brien, the UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, told participants attending a side event of the Commission on the Status of Women that we are 2 months away from the first ever World Humanitarian Summit in Istanbul, which will provide an unprecedented opportunity for leaders and stakeholders from all sectors to make firm commitments to enhance gender equality in humanitarian action. Underway at UN headquarters in New York since Monday, this year's 60th session of CSW focuses on women's empowerment and its link to sustainable development. Mr. O'Brien insisted that humanitarian action cannot be effective unless it delivers equally for all women, men, girls, and boys. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UN Human Rights Chief has accused the Saudi-led coalition of causing twice as many civilian casualties as all the other forces fighting in Yemen. Zeid Ra'ad Al Hussein condemned the repeated failure of the coalition to prevent repeated deadly incidents. He said airstrikes had caused almost the coalition's civilian casualties. More than 6,000 people, about half of them civilians, have been killed since Saudi Arabia launched a multinational campaign against rebels in March 2015. Saudi Arabia has denied causing large-scale civilian deaths, saying it is making every effort to avoid hitting civilian targets. Mr. Hussein's comments come 3 days after some 106 civilians were killed in what medics and witnesses said was an airstrike on a market in Mastaba, Northwest Yemen, in one of the deadliest incidents of the war. And finally, Pakistan's former military ruler Pervez Musharraf has arrived in Dubai for medical treatment days after the Supreme Court lifted a travel ban. His lawyers say he needs urgent spinal treatment unavailable in Pakistan. Mr. Musharraf returned from self-imposed exile in 2013 to fight elections, but soon found himself fighting an array of charges relating to his time in power. Before he left, the former president told reporters that he would return to face all pending cases against him. BBC correspondents say observers are skeptical about his promised return. That's the UNMIL Radio News Summary, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Yede Allison. Good afternoon. We'll be right back.